Praise the Lord. This is another new day, and this is Mose with the daily inspiration for the 20th day of the month. And it says in Daniel, I want to talk about the three Hebrew children, and also want to talk about three P's. Okay, first of all, let me read a scripture verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's in Hebrews 11:6. So I believe we all want the rewards that God has for us, the rewards that God has prepared for us. But, you know, it says without faith, it is impossible to please him. And if we don't, if we are not pleasing to him, where do we end up at? If we're not pleasing to God, will we end up spending eternity with God? Well, of course not. You know, we must be pleasing to God. We must, I think of David. It says of David, God himself said of David that David is a man after my own heart. Why was David a man after God's own heart? Let's consider. Let's consider that David had some qualities. David had some commitment. He had some deep commitment to God. And it didn't matter what came his way. For the most part, it didn't matter what came his way. But David was committed to God. Because he diligently sought the Lord. He diligently sought God. And I quoted this before, but let me quote it again. It says in, Proverbs 6:22 or 22:6? It says that, I'm wrong there. This is in Matthew somewhere, I believe. It talks about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The three P's. I wanted to talk about three P's this morning. And, you know, you might wonder why I would talk about Pepsi, pizza, and pleasure. But this morning I would like to just consider that for a moment. Pepsi, pizza, and pleasure. Now, personally, I don't Pepsi is not one of my favorite drinks. Pizza is not one of my favorite foods. So I have no problem with Pepsi and pizza. But I guess I like pleasure just as much as anybody else does. I don't like hardships. I don't like to be mocked and all those things. You know, I don't like hardships. I don't like the, in other words, my flesh does not like the cross. To hang on the cross, to be crucified, and to not only to be crucified, but just the cross of walking through this life and suffering shame, suffering, denying myself of the pleasures of this world. I like pleasure. And I'd just be honest enough to admit that I like pleasure. Now, I may be a little bit older than some of you are, and I have learned to, I have learned self-discipline, and but in some areas, you know, I still have struggled with self-discipline. And so, you know, I'm not out there going after the pleasures of this world every day. Amusement parks and things like that, for the most part, they don't have any appeal to me whatsoever. Would I like it if I spend a day in an amusement park? Oh, I probably would. I probably would like it. But it does not draw me. I have no desire to go there. All the fun rides in the amusement park, I have no desire to go there. So, the three P's, pizza, Pepsi, and pleasure. There are so many restaurants today, and it seems like the Americans have become very self-indulgent, and they are overly fond of eating things because they taste good. You know, the Bible does say about gluttony, that gluttony is sin. What is gluttony? Gluttony is simply overeating. And it's eating those things which we don't need. You know, I was, many years ago, I became acquainted with an African, and he was not used to American food, and he was here in America, and much of the food was just too rich and too much for him, and so he was a very tall and slender man, and he was not given to appetite, and I believe he stayed away from. It seemed like he was just not interested in overeating or anything like that. And you know, where are we at today? Gluttony is listed in the Bible with some of the major sins, and so. That's one thing that we don't talk about. We don't talk about gluttony very much. You know, especially amongst the plain people. They love to eat. But gluttony is one of the major sins that we can read about in the Bible. Gluttony. How are our taste buds doing? How's our belly doing? Has our belly become my God? Do I go after and overeat the many delicacies of this world? Or am I concerned about putting right food in my body so that I can live a long and healthy life? What turns me on? What makes me feel good? Is it the three P's? Is that what I love? Pepsi, pizza, and pleasure. What do you think? How about, and if instead, well, let's say we're out on an outing with a family, you know, and what do we do? Do we take some food along, some plain and simple food along, and eat along the way, and enjoy the scenery, and enjoy the blessings of that which is. Those things that we enjoy that day, or do we go to attractions where there's a lot of food and we indulge in the food and we just have pleasure in the food that is available and walk from from concession stand to concession stand and buying up the most delicious food that tastes good to our taste buds. Hey, what are we doing? What are we doing? The three P's. Is that what we desire? Pepsi, pizza, and pleasure. But anyway, are we satisfied with the plain and simple? Are we satisfied with that which as far as clothing, are we satisfied with that plain, simple, modest clothing that covers our body? Or do we want the most fancy and the most stylish clothing? Are we satisfied with the plain and simple food, that which provides nourishment for our body? Or do we have to have the best and the delicacies and all the pies and the cakes and the ice cream and everything else that goes with it? Where is our heart today? The Bible says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The four Hebrew captives had the privilege to eat of the king's delicacies, but they refused the food and wine from the king's table and requested vegetables instead, water and vegetables. Not the delicacies of the king's table, not the wine and the wine and dine like the king did. No, they wanted water and vegetables, something to nourish their bodies, and they ended up being a lot healthier than the rest of the people that were on the king's food. So I believe that goes for us today. God had a reason to put the dietary laws in the Old Testament. And not that we are bound to keep the dietary laws of the Old Testament, but God did have a reason to put them there. And we can indulge in, or we can eat some of those things that maybe were forbidden in the Old Testament, like pig meat. But I believe we'd be better off not eating it. But we're not under the law today. So, let us rather maintain the old path, which include eating simple meals at home and enjoying profitable family times around the table. You know, that's one of the beautiful things. We don't have any children living at home anymore, and to go out to a restaurant is just kind of beside the point. You know, why not eat a plain and simple meal at home and enjoy each other around the table at home. It's so much easier to just be ourselves if we eat around the table at home rather than eating out. And then we have all the strange environment and also the pressures of overeating and all those things, that the three P's, Pepsi, pizza, and pleasure. So where are we at? Where are you and I at with the three P's? You know, do we want to overindulge, or do we first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness? My prayer is that all of us, as we listen to this message, would be inspired and would be blessed and would be challenged to stay away from the three P's and to follow after God and His righteousness and to seek first His kingdom and to be a blessing to others, to be an inspiration to others, someone that would make the someone that would preach the gospel, as it says there in Matthew, and go you out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then, not only to preach the gospel, but also teach them to observe all things. So this morning, I hope that we all got a challenge out of this, and that the name of Jesus was exalted and lifted up, and that you could go forth and be an overcomer, Because it says, in the end, the overcomers are the ones that receive the eternal rewards. So, dear Heavenly Father, this morning we commit the listeners into your hand and pray that your will may be accomplished. Your name can be glorified through all of us. All of us that are call ourselves by the name of Jesus, call ourselves Christians. I just pray this morning, dear God, that you would pour out your Spirit and your grace upon each one of us that we could be faithful unto the end. Lord, we commit the listeners to you and trust that you will have your way in each one of our hearts. And we just pray now, Father, to guide us in everything we do today, watch over us and keep us in the palm of your hands. And Lord God, we do thank you for what you have given us. We thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And I just pray that the three P's would stay out of our way and that we could faithfully follow after Lord Jesus Christ. We just ask these favors and blessings this morning in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. And my name is Moses Stolzfus, and if anyone would like to contact me, give me a word of encouragement or anything like that, or blessing, or even a challenge as far as what I said, I'd appreciate it. Just give me a call at 617-656-9576. God bless you all.